everyone. Welcome to episode 4 of Not Just a Mom Podcast. My name is Becky Mitchell, and today we are going to talk about, forgiving yourself. I talked a little bit about judging others and letting go of that judgment, but the biggest people we judge are ourselves. And when you talk with other moms and they're real about it, then they know that, they're honest enough with you to say, oh, like this is happening, or I didn't get this done, or that sort of thing. And I really just want you guys to know to forgive yourself. It's okay that the laundry didn't get done, or maybe the laundry got done and didn't get put away. It's okay that you had to work late and miss dinner with the kids. It's okay. Everything is okay. And that is just not something that we allow ourselves to think. Now, if everything is not okay in your life, then I get that. And if there's something you have to go through, then, you have a circle or some family that can help get you through it. But forgive yourself for, past mistakes, or I should have done this, or, did I remember to XYZ? And just forgive yourself, whether you remembered or not. Like, it's really important to be kind to yourself and stop judging yourself on what you do, and especially don't compare yourself to others, which, I mean, when everything is on Facebook, it's really hard not to see, but you know that's just a highlight reel for people. And, you want to be happy for people, for the things that they have, but then make sure you're also happy for yourself and what you have. One of the other things I think is super important is saying no. You do not have to be all things to all people all the time. And so if you are, especially coming up to Christmas time, if you're traveling over the holidays and, it's just too much, or you have little kids and driving when it's not nap time isn't great, or whatever it is, you're allowed to say no and be at peace with that. It might be hard initially, or if it's something that, you've always done, quote unquote, now maybe it's time to change. Maybe there is kids, and, thankfully we are in a position now that everybody is pretty good. And if they stay up a bit late one night, then, they're okay as long as they aren't, it is multiple nights. But saying no is okay. If you have too much on your plate, or if the kids' Christmas concert, you can't make it for whatever reason. If a friend is going, ask them to record it or snap a picture of your kids. Or, for us where we live, there is a dress rehearsal in the afternoon, so you can go and check it out. If you can't make it for the evening, so, we'd sometimes do the switch off where I'll go in the afternoon and watch them, and then my husband will go in the evening to watch them because he's obviously at work during the day. But if you can't do it, you can't do it. And that's okay. That is the biggest thing. So I want you to forgive yourself and then do all the things that you can. I know that sounds a little bit contradictory, but if you've been missing a date night, if you've been feeling like you don't have the time with your spouse that you want, then book it. And if you can't afford a babysitter, then ask a friend and do a trade. So you'll watch their kids for a night so they can have a date night, and they can watch your kids for you, for you to have a date night. Like, whatever it is, you can figure it out. But I encourage you to do those things because, you know, you have to put yourself and your happiness first. And the way to do that is to do the things that make you happy. So if it is going to, you know, if you have karate classes that you like to go to and you haven't been going to them, forgive yourself for that. You're busy. You get it. Like, I get it. But forgive yourself. It's happened. It's in the past. You can't change it. And then make arrangements to go to the next one if you can. Put the date night on the calendar. Ask grandma, ask a friend, whoever it is, you know, or if you guys both work, meet for a lunch date, you know, throughout the workday. Just something to, you know, reconnect if that's really what you're missing. And then, you know, your health always. You want to put that first. I've been walking with some neighbors and that has really, really helped. And it keeps you accountable and you get some girl time to chat and those sorts of things. But really, I wanted this episode to get across that you just need to be kind to yourself and forgive yourself for any of the things that you think are keeping you up at night. You know, no, they are not that you think are keeping you up at night, that are keeping you up at night, that you think about, but really shouldn't be, because all you need to do is apologize, forgive yourself, and let them go. And I hope that in listening to this, maybe you will be able to let one or two things go with my permission. Who am I? It doesn't matter. But someone's giving you permission right now to let that go and forgive yourself and move on. And then start to say yes to the things that bring you joy and no to the things that stress you out, because no one wants to be stressed. And really saying no at this time of year is more important, I feel like, than any other time of the year, because this is my favorite time of year, but it is the most stressful for a lot of people because, you know, they have to go here and they have to go there and they have to see this person, they have to do this, and, you know, they have to get the perfect gift or they have to do all these things. And for us, we've made it so that we have the least amount of stress. We say no to the things that we don't want to do or that aren't going to suit our family. Family is really important to us, so we always make time for that. But our family is the most important. So Christmas Day, other than a little pop-in visit from Grandma and Grandpa, is our day to spend with our family. The kids can enjoy their new things and we just get to relax. You know, there isn't that busy rush, get up, get dressed, leave all your presents and run off to Aunt Mary's or, you know, whatever it is. I don't have an Aunt Mary, but I'm just saying, like, whoever it is. You know, you want to just make your life less stressful by saying no to the things that don't serve you or don't bring you joy. And then say yes to the things that do. Allow yourself to have that date night. Allow yourself to, you know, maybe money is tight and you picked up a second job and now you're feeling guilty because you're not spending your time with your kids. Forgive yourself for that and know that you're doing that for them and for your family, and then make the time that you do spend with them special. Do a fun activity or, you know, snuggle with them when you get home at night and they're in bed or, you know, any of those things. But just forgive yourself. Guys, it's okay. We're all messing up every single day, you know, and I'm dealing with a 4-year-old who wants to climb into bed with us all the time. And some days it's, nope, go back to bed. And then she cries. And then, you know, it's a whole thing. And other days I lift up the blankets and she crawls in and we both go to sleep. Because sometimes you just have to. And she's not going to be doing that when she's 9, 10, 11 years old. I know that. And I'm going to forgive myself for the times that I do just open up the blanket and let her in because I'm tired. And I know that we'll both sleep if she gets in. And you know, and some days it is, she goes back to her bed and then she'll sniffle for a bit and then she's okay. You know, and then I can pat myself on the back for those days. And then other days my husband has to step in and he always seems to make her stay in her room. I don't know if he ties her down or what he does, but I'm just joking. He does not do that. But I know with moms, you know, they just have us, have that control over us. And you know, that's just one more thing that I have to forgive myself for because I'm not going to stress over it. So I hope that you guys get something out of this episode and that you can forgive yourself, even if it's for one tiny little thing, and then get something on the calendar for you. Manicure, date night, exercise, whatever it is. I hope that you do that. And then gratitude is always the answer, I think, no matter what the question is. So I encourage you after listening to this to just write down 10 things that you're grateful for. And, you know, make them very specific. I do this daily, and it's very specific to the day so that I can be grateful for all of the things that happen to me and around me every day. And one of those things that I'm grateful for is that this message gets to you and that you hear it and that you forgive yourself for whatever it is that you need to forgive yourself for. So thanks so much for listening, you guys, and we'll see you next time.